Okay, think about the world of life-saving drugs, medical devices, huge potential, right?
Absolutely, sure.
But it's also tangled up with just masses of information, really critical regulations, and, you know, this push to make treatments personal.
Mm-hmm.
What if there was a way to sort of streamline all that, make it work smarter? That's really the challenge we're digging into today.
Exactly. And specifically, we're looking at the recent launch of the Salesforce Life Sciences Partner Network.
Okay.
We've got some details here, basically an article outlining the whole initiative. And our mission, really, is to understand what this network is.
Right.
Why it might be a game changer for life sciences, and what the key benefits the collaborations actually look like.
So a quick way for you, the listener, to get up to speed on why this is a big deal.
Precisely. And it affects everyone. You know,
yeah.
Big pharma, biotech startups, med tech companies, they're all in this landscape.
Okay. So the material we have, it seems to really hit on the why first.
Mm-hmm.
What are the big roadblocks right now, the things making this kind of network necessary?
And the sources point to a few key things. First, just the sheer scale of data. It's staggering.
Like patient data, doctor notes.
Patient records, HCP info, clinical trial results. Yeah. And often it's stuck in different places, you know, different systems.
Siloed.
Totally siloed. Then you layer on the regulations, which are crucial things like HIPAA for privacy, GXP for quality and research and manufacturing.
Non-negotiable stuff.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But complex to manage. And driving it all is the need for, well, better patient outcomes through faster, more personalized care.
It really does sound like trying to run a Formula One race with, like, a horse and cart sometimes. The article mentions these legacy systems. How do they actually cause problems?
That's a good analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine trying to coordinate globally with, I don't know, outdated software, maybe faxes. These older systems often just, they can't talk to each other easily.
Right.
They can't handle the sheer volume and speed of information in a modern life sciences company. So that lack of integration, that lack of flexibility, it really slows down efficiency, innovation.
Makes it hard to see the full picture.
Exactly. You can't easily track a patient's journey or, you know, get a clear view of how the business is doing.
Yeah.
And that's where the Salesforce Partner Network supposedly comes in.
As the solution.
As the solution, yeah. Offering a unified platform, AI first, they say, compliant and scalable.
Okay, let's nail that down then. What exactly is this Life Sciences Partner Network? What are we talking about?
Think of it like a curated ecosystem, a handpicked team, really.
Okay.
You got big global consulting firms, tech providers working on AI, and specialist software vendors who really know the life sciences space inside out.
So not just anyone can join.
Seems that way, yeah.
Yeah.
Curated is the word they use. And they're all working together towards faster, smarter digital transformation across the board, research, patient care, the whole value chain.
And it's built on specific Salesforce tech.
Right. Powered by their life sciences cloud and this AI platform called Agentforce.
Agentforce. Okay. So it's this collaboration built on that tech. Let's get into the benefits. What does this network actually do for companies? The article lists a few key things.
Yes, one of the first ones they highlight is helping companies move off those old legacy systems. Seamless migration, they call it.
Which sounds like a major headache, usually.
Oh, definitely. It's a huge hurdle. So the fact that Salesforce has roped in some really heavy-hitting consultants is significant. Names like Accenture, Deloitte, Infosys, PwC are mentioned.
Yeah, those are the giants. What do they actually do to help?
Well, their job is to guide these life sciences companies through that transition, moving from whatever they have now to this life sciences cloud.
Which is built to be compliant.
Exactly. HIPAA-ready, GXP compliant.
Mm.
And these consultants bring tailored playbooks.
Playbooks, like strategies.
Yeah, think detailed guides, proven methods they've developed. The goal is to make implementing the new system smoother, you know, less disruptive, and get value faster. Like having an expert Sherpa for a tricky climb.
Okay, that makes sense. Could definitely use the paint. Another big benefit mentioned is this agent-first AI strategy. What's that about?
Right, so this involves Agentforce, that AI automation platform we mentioned.
Mm.
But it's not just the tech. The network also includes strategy firms. They mentioned Bain, mm-hmm. BCG, McKinsey, to help companies figure out how to best use these AI agents.
Okay, so the what and the how. Mm. Where could these agents be used?
The potential uses seem really broad. Clinical trials, sales automation, handling medical information, patient engagement, lots of areas.
So we're not just talking about chatbots here. These agents do more.
Seems so. The article says they're designed to deliver outcomes. Mm-hmm. They give concrete examples like finding potential trial participants faster.
That's huge for research.
Yeah. Or simplifying prior authorizations for treatments, which can be a real bottleneck.
Right.
Even scheduling patient appointments automatically in real time. It's about moving past basic automation to, like, intelligent help that actually makes a difference. Imagine AI quickly scanning data to find the right patients for a trial. Saves so much time.
Yeah, you can see the impact there. Okay, the third benefit. A rich, compliant data ecosystem. How does the network help build that?
This is where other Salesforce tools come in, mainly MuleSoft and Data Cloud.
Mm.
Think of MuleSoft as like a universal translator for software. It lets different systems and data sources connect and talk.
Ah, breaking down the silos we mentioned.
Exactly. Then Data Cloud takes all that connected data and organizes it, makes it unified. Mm. So you end up with secure, central access to everything, patient info, doctor data, trial results, all updated in real time.
Like finally getting all the puzzle pieces together in one view.
Pretty much, yeah.
And how does having that unified view actually help? What are the practical benefits?
Well, it's kind of the foundation for everything else, isn't it? That real-time integration powers those AI agents, lets them make smarter decisions. It means you can have more personalized conversations with doctors because you know more. And it makes compliance easier because you actually have a handle on all your data.
Okay, clear visibility. Makes sense.
Imagine a doctor getting a truly complete, up-to-the-minute patient history instantly. Better decisions, right?
Absolutely. So it's Salesforce's tools, plus these big consultants, and connections to other specialized software. The article mentions specific examples, ISVs, independent software vendors.
Yeah, and looking at those gives a good feel for how it works in practice.
Okay, let's run through a couple.
Sure. So AthenaHealth. Their tech integrates to handle things like real-time scheduling, care management, those pesky prior authorizations we mentioned.
All within the Salesforce platform.
Yeah, that seems to be the idea. Then you've got Box. Their focus is secure, compliant content collaboration, super important for regulatory documents, clinical data stuff that absolutely has to meet GxP standards.
Right, so even just sharing a file is done compliantly. Right. What else?
Infinitus.ai. They automate verifying pharmacy benefits and medical equipment coverage. Sounds specific, but that can really speed up getting patients what they need.
Yeah, cutting through red tape.
Exactly. Viz.ai uses AI to improve care coordination, especially in emergencies like stroke care, optimizing treatment timelines.
Wow, okay.
And H1 provides deep insights on healthcare professionals, helps companies engage more effectively, find the right experts, you know.
Like identifying key opinion leaders for a new drug.
Precisely. That kind of thing.
So it looks like these partnerships let companies quickly add specific functions they need rather than building it all themselves.
That seems to be a major selling point. Speed and specialization.
The article actually sums it up nicely with a table, linking the big challenges to the network's solutions. Maybe we can quickly recap that.
Yeah, it's a good summary. So challenge one, disconnected legacy systems. Solution, migration to the unified life sciences cloud, helped by those consultants.
Okay.
Challenge two, slow manual workflows. Solution, Agentforce AI automation across different departments.
Got it.
Challenge three, compliance, complexity, IPA, GxP. Solution, built-in governance, compliant AI, tools like Box for content.
Right.
Challenge four, data silos. Solution, real-time data unification using MuleSoft and Data Cloud.
Makes sense.
And finally, challenge five, poor HCP engagement. Solution, AI-driven insights from tools like H1 for more personalized multi-channel outreach.
It really pulls it all together. This feels like more than just, you know, a product update. It seems like a strategic shift for Salesforce in this industry.
I think that's right. The article frames it as an evolution, a move towards intelligent automation, unified engagement, and being sort of compliance ready by design.
And they really emphasize those AI agents, the idea they can act, think, and adapt in real time. That kind of agility.
Yeah.
It could really change things in such a vital sector.
Yeah. It points towards potentially huge gains in efficiency and intelligence for life sciences operations. It definitely makes you wonder, doesn't it? With this kind of integrated AI driven approach, what new doors does that open for patient care, for discovering drugs faster? Or just making these incredibly complex businesses run better.
Or even, what are the new challenges or ethical questions that come with deploying AI so deeply in such a sensitive field?
That's a really important point, too. Definitely something to keep an eye on.